this morning. We have a guest that is going to be featured with the Austin Symphony this weekend, and she's from Ukraine?
No.
No?
I'm Russian, American, because I got my citizenship last year.
So congratulations.
I'm American as well. Thank you. But yes, I have a lot of Ukrainian blood as well, because my grandfather actually came from Ukraine, from Kharkov. So, but I'm Russian. I was born in Moscow.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and I studied there. So, yeah, so I'm a Moscovian girl.
You're
and now I'm a New Yorker as well, because I've been in New York for 15 years already. So I did.
Wonderful, wonderful spot for somebody who's having an international career as a pianist.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and so you are going to be playing Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky.
Tchaikovsky number 3 and Prokofiev number 1.
Some fantastic pieces by great composers. And Peter Bay is with us as well. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, John.
And Peter is going to be conducting the Austin Symphony with Olga Kern. And the symphony is also going to be playing some other pieces. There's a Rachmaninoff.
Rachmaninoff Third Symphony, which we have never played in our 107-year history.
Mm-hmm.
And to give Olga a few minutes rest, we're playing a very unusual arrangement of some excerpts from Sleeping Beauty of Tchaikovsky, the arrangement by Stravinsky for a reduced orchestra.
Interesting. Now, so it's an interesting program, but it's problematic for me in conceiving how you will arrange it. What comes first? What comes second? And
that's a very good question. Actually, the program was slightly different when we planned it, but then when we changed the program, it felt like she should start the program. So she's starting with Tchaikovsky.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a little rest. We play the Tchaikovsky / Stravinsky, and then she finishes the first half with the Prokofiev concerto. And then the Rachmaninoff comes after
in the second
people
half.
Have a drink.
Okay. So that should be a fabulous evening with the Austin Symphony on Friday and Saturday nights this week.
That's right.
And you book your tickets through the Austin Symphony at 476-6064 or austinsymphony.org.
You've got it memorized, John, and do it very quickly, because there are only a handful of tickets left.
Oh, my goodness.
People know when Olga comes to
it's
Austin, you have to buy the tickets early.
Okay.
She has a huge fan base here.
It's
everywhere, quite honestly.
Right. Well, and I heard her playing some of the Tchaikovsky on the way in here. My goodness, she can whip out those fast notes. They come lightning bolt fast at the end of that thing. It's just really, really great. And you're doing your own cadences?
Actually, it's written cadences by Tchaikovsky, which is really a big piece by itself.
Mm-hmm.
In the concerto, it's like a big solo piece by itself. It's a fantastic cadenza, and it's very hard to play, and it's totally Tchaikovsky music, and it's totally like ballet music, I would say, even in just a piano cadenza, and it's really incredible. And of course, it's Prokofiev concerto. Prokofiev wrote his cadenza, and it's also very exciting. It's just that kind of a culmination point of the whole concerto in Prokofiev, and it's really dramatic and ironic, as all his music. So it's really flashy, and it's a great cadenza.
Okay, so we'll look forward to both of the cadenzas and all the notes that come before and after. and it's you're in the studio with the big old piano, so why don't you play us a tune?
Yes, I will be happy to do that. I will play one of my favorite composers, Sergei Rachmaninoff, and it will be Moment Musical, Opus 16, number 4, E minor.